Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Could you use a smile today? Well, you have tuned in the right program. Here are some church signs that help me LOL. Outside a Methodist church last summer, too hot to keep changing sign. Sin bad, Jesus good, details inside. That's not a bad summation of the gospel. St. Mark's Anglican had this: Adam and Eve, the first people to not read the apple terms and conditions. Here's one from the Presbyterians. Lord, help us become the people our dogs think we are. Amen. Here's another: don't let worry kill you. Let the church help. A Baptist church featured this sign: whoever stole our AC unit, keep it. It is hot where you're going. Whoa. Reminds me of another sign outside a church. Do you know what hell is? Come hear our preacher. On Clifton Baptist Church, church parking only, violators will be baptized. And one of my favorites, the best vitamin for a Christian, is B1. I enjoy reading about believers that overdose on vitamin B1. Chances are you haven't heard of Father Charles Strobel of Nashville, Tennessee. But when he passed away last August at the age of 80, he was a local hero. It all began one cold winter night when he peered through the church window and noticed people sitting in cars in the parking lot trying to stay warm. He went outside and invited them in. I knew once they came through the doors that night, he said, they would come back the next night and the night after that. I also knew I wanted them to come back. With the help of a few parishioners, Reverend Strobel sheltered and fed his unhoused neighbors all winter long. And over time, an idea took shape. What if all the houses of worship within the city opened their doors to people without homes? What if Nashville became a place where believers truly loved their neighbors as they loved themselves? Father Strobel wrote a letter to the editors of the city's daily newspapers proposing the idea. And by December, four more congregations were opening their doors to people experiencing homelessness, and a program called Room in the Inn was born. Charles was jubilant, until just 2 weeks later, when the unthinkable happened. Charles Strobel's mother was kidnapped and murdered by an escaped convict. Mary Catherine Strobel's murder shocked the city. She was a beloved figure in the community, a role model for service to others. Through tears, Father Strobel spoke at the funeral. We are not angry or vengeful, just deeply hurt. We believe in the miracle of forgiveness and extend our arms in that embrace. Father Strobel understood that God's love is the only thing that can save us. He told a reporter, looking back, I think that the homeless helped save my life. I was so depressed. I would have stayed in bed if I hadn't heard them calling at the gate, please let me in. And let them in, he did. By 1998, Father Strobel was devoting himself to serving the homeless full time. And today, though he has passed on, his vision is alive and well. More than 200 congregations, 200, take part in Room in the Inn. 7,000 volunteers help shelter more than 1,500 homeless each winter. Amazing. Not long before Jesus died for us, he said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. We can put up big signs outside our churches, but the real sign that we are followers of Jesus is our love for others. Remember the sign on that church: the best vitamin for Christians? Be one. Oh, and here's another. Having trouble sleeping? Try one of our sermons.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, we're seeking to raise $117,000 to help keep that hope ringing into 2026. Would you consider a gift today to help us reach the goal? Visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.